The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
PFW in Progress.
We've been coming to the same party for 12 years now, and in no way is that depressing.
With Fred Kirsch.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal. People know me. I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
Paul Perillo.
I'm all about having fun. You know, get a couple of cocktails in me, start a fire in someone's kitchen, maybe go to SeaWorld, take my pants off. Anyway, I become kind of famous for my signature catchphrase.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
And Andy. And Andy?
The only way to bag a classy lady is to give her two tickets to the gun show and see if she likes the goods.
Just doing my workout. It's a deep burn. So deep.
Andy Hart.
I'm the stylish one of the group. I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the Octagon, but I also nickname my testes. My left one is
Quinn.
And my right one?
Mendenhall.
You ladies play your cards right, you just might get to meet the whole gang.
Eric Scalavino.
Veronica and I are trying this new fad called, jogging. I believe it's jogging or yogging. It might be a soft J.
For now, anyway.
You are pathetic. This has to be the feeblest pickup attempt that I have ever encountered. You have a massive erection.
Really? Yes, I do. I'm sorry. It's the police.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight.
Sky rockets in flight.
Boo!
Afternoon delight.
Whoop!
Afternoon delight.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. It is Thursday here at Gillette Stadium. A beautiful day in the area, just gives you hope that spring actually will come. Although I don't know if leaves are ever going to return to the bushes and trees in my yard, which is fine with the trees. I don't care if but my shrubs and stuff, they don't seem to be coming back too well.
Battered by the winter?
Yeah. Yeah, they're having a little trouble.
I know what's coming back fast, my grass.
Is that right?
Yeah, like there's a mowing on the horizon.
My grass looks great.
Mine looks terrible.
It's really green.
Really? Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why that is.
Anyway, welcome to the show, and, you know, how the show goes, we'll see. We're going to talk a little bit more football, I think, than we did Tuesday. We got
that
a lot
would be
of
my
emails coming in. You know, I don't know as far as what happened on Monday, if there's that much more that we can talk about. You know, there's all kinds of stuff going on, as we saw yesterday, but there's really no point for us talking about because we don't know what.
If CNN can't get it right, we certainly can't.
You know, but by all means, if anyone wants to, you know, weigh in, give us some thoughts or whatever, you know, we'd be more than happy to offer our opinions.
Yeah, and Bruins last night was amazing.
Yeah. Yes. Well, the whole sports world has been really cool throughout this process, I think. I think you guys should run the marathon next year. I think we should all do it.
I've been thinking about it.
Eric says he might want to do it. I'm definitely considering it, assuming I can.
I just don't think I'll physically be able to do it. But I have been thinking about it.
If you started now,
I
don't think physically I would hold up.
I mean start now running.
That was well done. He reeled you in there.
It was very well done. I have a hook right down my mouth right now. I had absolutely no idea where that was going.
Funny because he's fat.
No, but seriously.
Physically, I don't think I'd be able to hold up.
No, but if you started training now, I think you could.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about being in shape. I think physically my knee would bother me too much to be able to run. I think my ankles would bother. I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could take the pounding. I think if I, you know, try to train to run, I could certainly run, you know, 3 miles, 5 miles, 10 miles, whatever. But I don't think sustained over the course of the months that Andy did it, I don't think I'd be able to hold up.
You don't know, do you try?
No, I told you, I'm thinking about it, thinking about trying.
I think I'm going to do it.
You go? Yeah? Going to do it again?
Assuming it's okay with my son and my kids. And
yeah.
I don't want to tell them, like, oh, daddy's going back to a place where bombs go off kind of thing. But I would think within a year, they're young. That's, for, I mean, a six-year-old a year is like forever. That's a decade for us.
Now, would you have them
One-sixth of his life?
If they want, it'll be up to them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't not have them go. I mean, the whole teachable moment thing that Obama, that whole crap way back when, to me, this is a teachable moment. In the life we live in, clearly these are going to be issues moving forward. They're going to deal with things, whether when they go to college, whether they're at jobs, cities. They're going to cross these types of events, you know, close, far, depending on where it is. And this, I think, is an opportunity to say you can't worry about it. You got to live your life, and the good people rise above the bad people and that kind of thing. And I'd like to teach them that.
Well, last night, the first, you know, big sporting event happened in Boston, the Boston Bruins playing Buffalo. And Renny Rencore, who sings the national anthem and has been doing it for, I don't know, 30 years or something.
Oh, is that
like
the proper
that?
Pronunciation?
Renny Rencore. Yeah. Well, close enough, anyway.
You know, he started – first they played a nice video, which I thought was good, and then they started the anthem. And as he started singing, everyone just joined in, and he stopped. And it's what I think should happen in every sport. Mm-hmm. I think everyone – when we were at Wembley – all the Brits, they sing their anthem. In Canada, they sing "Oh Canada." We should sing our anthem.
Mm-hmm.
We should sing it. You shouldn't have to have Steven Tyler mangling it. The people should sing it at every event. So I thought that was great, you know, it was a good way to get back into sports, I thought. So that was really cool. And you know, as we promised, you know, this is the off season, and players are around. They've started their off-season conditioning program here at Gillette Stadium. And joining us right now is Kyle Arrington. Hey, Kyle.
How you guys doing?
Good. I don't know. Do you know who we are?
Of course.
Speak for yourself, Fred.
We only pass each other.
We have to talk to him all the time.
But, you know, I don't know because, like, you know, I go into the locker room. But I don't know if you guys know, like, who, like, I am, for example. Not that you need to.
Fred's
but,
our boss, yeah. Kyle, if you haven't been able to figure it out.
The publisher, editor-in-chief.
Yeah.
I've seen you on TV.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-oh.
So you're the one?
Rat-row.
You're the one that watches that show?
Wait, you watch our TV show?
We're gonna have to
clean that up.
I've flipped a few channels here and there.
Yeah. Anyway, I do work here, by the way. Anyway, but thanks for coming on.
No, it's the least I could do.
I know you guys are busy right now, even though it's the off-season. You're busy training. Doing yes, whatever. What else are you doing besides lifting weights and running?
Raising a baby.
Yeah?
It's a full-time job.
That's right. Yes. You just had a new one.
Yes, he's a month and 2 days now.
Congratulations. And,
how's that going?
Yeah, we're not out of the woods yet.
You look a little tired.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. That is a full-time job. That changes everything you do. And
now, do you take part in all the baby chores? Or, you know,
well, up until Monday,
not, you know, the wife's listening. I'm not going to sit up here and lie, but no, I do what I can. You know, I've changed a lot of Pampers. I'm not saying I've changed all of them
right.
because he runs through a lot.
Okay.
So, I change Pampers, you know, I try to, cook, do the dishes, laundry, try to pick up the slacks. I know that the wife, she's at home most of the time, taking care of the baby. So. I try to help out as much as I can.
Okay. Now, did those Pampers come from Adrian Wilson? Did he provide those Pampers for the baby?
He did. You know what? He was a man of his word. They showed up at our door.
Nice.
The UPS truck had three huge boxes unloaded right in front of my door. And I said, you know what? I have a good idea what those are.
Now, does that mean he gets the number?
Yeah, well,
is that the deal?
Are we breaking news here?
No. We're still negotiating. We're still trying to work something out. You know,
you get college tuition.
You know,
he gets
free Pampers regardless. So you know,
right? Mm-hmm. That's what we all thought.
It was just a nice gesture. It was a nice gesture at his point. Yeah. Now, if he comes over and babysits,
that's worth money.
That's huge.
Yeah. Cash money.
To get a good babysitter.
Babysitter
is really,
you can trust.
That might be the closer.
Yeah, I came home once to find my kid hiding in the dryer. So, you know, to have a good babysitter is really,
really
important.
Invaluable.
Did he get in a washer first?
No, they
at least he was clean.
They're
playing hide and seek afterwards.
They're playing hide and seek, and apparently, you know, the dryer was in play. So you were allowed to go hide in the dryer, you know.
So you're negotiating with Adrian Wilson, but you had a chance to negotiate a free agent contract for the first time. What was that process? What was the whole process like for you?
It was this is a little just the uncertainty, you know, because it's the business part of football, you know, it being a business is just so it can be a little nerve wracking. I mean, I've been here for 4 years, you know, developed a good relationship, you know, players, coaches, liked it here. You know, wanted to be here. Felt, you know, Patriots wanted me to be here as well. So I'm just glad, fortunate, everything was able to work out.
Did you have any doubts that you'd be back, or is it just, you know, like you said, I mean, you mentioned the uncertainty was you obviously wanted to be back.
You signed
pretty quick, and congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, a big deal, and you know, and a lot of our listeners have been commenting on the fact that. You mentioned the 4 years. It just goes by in a blink. You come in and you're on like practice squads, and then you come in, you find a job, and now you're signing a big money deal.
The veterans, you know, that's the first thing they always tell rookies when you come in. When I came in, got here 2009, it goes by quick, and they weren't lying.
Yeah. When you do a deal like that, and you know, it's like signed, and you know. I'm assuming now you can make plans for the future for your when you come home.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to your wife, like, honey, this is it. We're you know,
we're
like,
in the money.
We can buy Pampers.
Yeah, no. What's that like? Because I'm waiting for that day.
No, I mean it's the wife and I. You know, went to same high school, grew up together, so we both come from. Extremely humble beginnings, humble family. So we just still, it's really no difference. I still come in, ask what's for dinner.
Right.
You know, then after 5 minutes of indecisiveness, I said, let's just go out. Let's go out to dinner. You know, so it doesn't work when I'm indecisive and she's also indecisive.
Right. It must be just a good feeling though to know that hey, if I do this right, if I handle, we're set, we're good. It must be a relief.
It's a blessing, definitely, to come in, especially when you're an undrafted guy, you know, small school at that, and to get an opportunity to, you know, carve out a niche for yourself or make a role for yourself on the team and, you know, just start from the bottom and crawl your way.
Do you feel... I mean, you're obviously a guy that kind of came in with a chip because you're undrafted and you're in a school that no longer has football, practice squad, all that. And do you feel now even maybe more of a chip because you have to prove your worth, what you signed for? I know Logan Mankins talked about when he signed his deal. He wants to prove that not only did he earn it beforehand, but he's going to continue to earn it and not be one of those guys that people say, oh, he got his contract and he's fat and happy, doesn't care anymore. Do you feel almost even more responsibility now?
I think year in and year out, I just like to be better than I was the previous year. I think once that chip is there, it never leaves. I just want to each year I come into the league. I just want to make a statement. Just say I belong here. I want my play to say that. And no different this year.
Yep. So let's talk about the team at the way it finished and what you guys are looking forward to this year. Obviously, you know. I assume you guys felt you came up short, you know, in that game in Baltimore. You wanted to do, you know, finish the deal.
Yes.
Didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the season itself had its ups and downs. Was there a time, specifically talking about the secondary, where you felt, okay, we're playing, this is the way it should be? You know, because there was some changes in personnel and who was playing in what position and injuries. But was there a time maybe after Tlaib came on where you guys felt okay, we're hitting our stride, and if that's true, tell us why you think that was.
I mean, there's a lot of factors, multiple factors that go into a season. You can, I guess, attribute success or some derail to. Tlaib definitely was an instrumental part of our team, our secondary, not only our secondary, but our team and our defense, as far as us being able to gain some momentum defensively, at least going in, you know, last few games of the season going into the playoffs. And to be able to have him back as well is huge.
How important do you think that can be? Not just him, but, you know, Dennard will be back. You have Steve Gregory, his second year here.
Marquise,
yeah. Yeah, it seems like the whole group is back, and we always talk offensive line continuity, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. obviously the secondary, there's a lot of trust involved. There's a lot of different coverages and being on the same mm-hmm. page. How important can that be for you guys to build off of last year coming into this summer and then the fall?
Huge. And, you know, sometimes there's a lot of moving pieces because and it's also good to have guys that can play multiple roles. You know, Devin, corner, safety, Marquise and I, you know, corner, slot, things like that. So and so it's definitely to have that as well as the continuity, like as you spoke upon. So it's we're looking forward to it. We're definitely looking forward to it. I mean, just trying to get better each day, trying to get the most out of what this time of the year is for. I mean, that's just to, you know, to get bigger, faster, stronger, more comfortable around each other. And so we're definitely looking forward to the next day.
You talk about the versatility. Obviously, you played outside and inside, started different roles. The slot position, because it seems like a lot of at least our listeners, they say he mm-hmm. looks like he's at his best in the slot. That looks like where he's the most comfortable. Mm-hmm. A, is that true? And B, are you okay with that? Do you consider that a starting position, or do you see that as a demotion if you're not an outside corner? How do you see the slot position and how you fit there?
Well, the slot position is one of the more opening.
You don't have the side. You know, you got the receiver can go either way, right?
Well, it's like an emerging spot. Everybody has a starting slot corner now.
Emerging, yes. That's a great way to put it. You know, as far as the slot receiver is one of the more I won't say one of each offense is different, of course, but it's definitely a huge part of everyone's offense now.
Right. I mean, and Wes Welker here caught, 600 passes. So, you know, that's what you're challenged
with. It's definitely emerging. And as this league becomes more of a passing game, you know, you see teams, that's just Buffalo, for instance, you know, they stay in four wide almost the whole game.
Right.
So it's almost like it is a starting role for your defense. But, I mean, it's huge. It's huge to be able to step in there and defend well.
Yeah, it's getting so much harder these days in the NFL because everyone's passing.
Yes, sir.
It's a passing league. You know,
out there playing 7-on-7 almost, yeah.
But that's good for you. That's why you just got some good money because you're trying to stop them from passing, right?
Exactly.
Supply and demand.
Do you watch this time of year with all the, you know, the free agency starts at the beginning of March and then mm-hmm. people are moving? Obviously, you had your own situation, but do you watch that closely? We talked to Gerard Mayo a couple of weeks ago. These guys did. I wasn't here that day, but and he just said, you know, I just want to keep my head down. I don't concern myself with transactions, and they tell me what I need to know. The draft is coming up now. Do you mm-hmm. do you watch these guys? Do you know the guys coming in the league, or are you familiar with them? How much do you pay attention to these guys?
As the years have etched themselves on that I've been out of college, I've been further and further away from the college game itself. That's as far as football and basketball is concerned, because I used to be huge college fan, and I didn't know who was in the Final Four, sad to say. Wow. The other day.
That happens when you have kids, though. You kind of lose touch with a lot of those things that used to matter a lot more. Yeah. And
Deion Branch was around; he reminds me. You know.
Yeah.
Right. Oh yeah. No.
So, schedule's coming out tonight, mm-hmm. 8:00.
Who do you want to open against?
Yeah. do you as soon as it come out, are you going to be uh-huh. looking at it to see who's first and who's second, or you know you'll worry about that in the summer? Or...
You know, I'm sure my parents will be calling me. My mother specifically will be calling me to let her know when she's flying up. So that's.
Do they travel well? Do they go to a lot of your away games and stuff?
They do. They do a great job. Every home game, they try to make as many away games as they can. So they do a tremendous job of, and they've always been like that from day one, as far as, you know, Little League, high school, college, and that goes for all the sports I played. So they've, you know, tremendous support system.
If you weren't playing football, you think you'd be playing basketball?
Don't tell me that. Hey, if Doc Rivers is listening, you know, if Jeff's out there, he can run track.
He often does, you know. He often listens to this.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Hey, yeah. So we're in the offseason now. So, I mean, a 10-day contract wouldn't be easy.
All right. Okay. So that's your.
Some quick scoring off the bench for the playoffs?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's your
instant
first,
offense.
That's your first.
Yeah, instant offense.
Love,
instant
basketball.
Offense. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So what's been the most eye-opening experience with the baby? I mean, I'm sure you thought you were prepared and mm-hmm. you read the books and did whatever, but what's mm-hmm. been the most eye-opening part?
Nothing can prepare you.
that's true.
That is absolutely
just,
true.
Just the progression he makes every day. He smiled for the first time, I think, the second week Because I don't, for the life of me, all he did was just grunt.
Right.
So I'm thinking the whole time, like, are you using the bathroom the entire throughout the entire day or something? Like, why are you making that face? But no, but the first time he smiled, it was just, yeah. It just warmed your heart. You know, it's crazy. You know, and so he's starting to, you know, because the heaviest thing on their body, you know, of course, their head.
Oh, believe me, I know. So, I got a big head.
So when he was just laying on my wife's chest the other day, and he was holding his head up, and it's almost like he was doing push-ups too at the same time. I said, look at you. That is something else, you know. Yeah. So it's just watching them progress, and they change so fast.
Right. Yeah, that's that Darius Rucker song. Won't be like this for long, and it's true. Good and bad. You got to tell yourself that too with the bad stuff, like getting up in the middle of the night. It won't be like this for long. We'll get past this.
The personality.
I keep telling myself that.
Absolutely, and you'll be amazed. Mm-hmm. Little personality things, and it doesn't matter if he's not talking or anything. You'll see it change all the time. It's a lot of fun.
And sooner or later, he'll be a little wise ass at some point, like my son is now. And
all right, well, Kyle, thanks so much for taking some time to join us.
Oh, at least I could do it. And I also wanted to touch base with Andy. You participated in a marathon, so I just wanted to say that I'm glad everyone was okay for everyone who was in the foundation who participated. So that's good. Good to hear.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Kyle Arrington joining us here in Patriots.com Radio. Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks, Kyle.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back with your emails and calls.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down to 65 up megabits per second available.
Like so many soldiers returning home from combat, adjusting to life as a civilian hasn't been easy for retired Army Staff Sergeant Ben Dellinger.
The hardest part was getting out. You don't lose your friends, but like basically all those people get taken away from you all at once. It felt like my life was over at times. Everything I thought I was totally different.
American heroes like Ben face many challenges when they return home. That's why, for more than 90 years, Bank of America has partnered with military organizations to support jobs, housing, and critical needs of veterans and their families. We're also committed to recruiting and hiring veterans, reservists, and military spouses. And for Ben, we partnered with Military Warrior Support Foundation to award his family a mortgage-free home.
This is something I never expected to happen, and I'm truly grateful to each and every person involved.
To find out more about Bank of America's efforts, visit bankofamerica.com/military support. 2013 Bank of America Corporation. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
What would make your life better? Start with Better Banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
It's Jim from A's Ticket. Now's the time to take advantage of our low-price value games. Whether it's the Boston Bruins, Boston Celtics, or Boston Red Sox, Ace has the tickets you need, starting at just $19. Ace always has the best seats at the best prices. And all our tickets come with a 200% money-back guarantee. Ace has free and easy pickup by Fenway Park or across from the Garden. So treat yourself or someone special. Visit aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
PFW in Progress, 508-298-0398, or webradio at patriots.com.
All right, back here in PFW in Progress. That was Kyle Arrington in the last segment. We had a good time with him. Proud new father. So, you know,
proud new rich father, too.
Yeah.
Just so you know, everybody, after we went to the break, I did run my CAA, the SEC of the 1AA level. Kyle agreed, you know, being proud Hofstra alum.
Right.
That doesn't
have there was some real good nerd basketball talk.
Yeah, because, yes, there was.
A lot of SEC programs drop football, Fred.
Some of them should.
Who, Vanderbilt?
All right, webradio at patriots.com, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. During the break, Eric joined us. He was outside with some other players. Eric, who were you with?
Yes, Rob Ninkovich joined us for about 8 minutes, and then Matthew Slater for about 10 minutes. And both of those guys, as they normally are, were just excellent, candid, genuine on pretty much every topic, but I mean, the marathon was a big focus of the talk for both of those guys. Interesting. I'll start with Slater, who went second, because he, you know, is a team captain, several years running now, and was asked by the head coach to address the subject at a team meeting on Tuesday.
Interesting.
And he did so willingly, and I'm sure eloquently, because he did with us just outside now. And the things that both of those guys had to say about it were I mean, what you would expect from these two gentlemen, who have been nothing but classy guys since they've gotten here. Just talking about the strength of character of the people of this community and having it affect them personally. I mean, them, Slater and Ninkovich, even though they didn't have anybody directly affected as far as injuries, they felt the sting of the event just being residents of this community. Knowing, as Matthew said, you know, I've walked through Copley Square a million times. Who hasn't? If you've lived in this area, who hasn't? You recognize buildings. You recognize landmarks. You see things, and you think it's surreal. His remarks, both of those guys really just... Ninkovich was at home. He had finished his workout, which started on Monday, and Slater was actually here in the building. And so I asked him, you know, you're in the middle of a workout, your first day of the program, you're excited to be back, and then you get hit with this news. How difficult is it then to move on and continue your work? And he admitted that it was extremely difficult, because all he wanted to do was glue himself to the television, watch the coverage, and see what's going on, and try to get in touch with people he knew who were down there just watching the event and seeing if they were okay. And I mean, just very powerful stuff from both of them. I mean, there was some football talk too, but I mean, it's most of the stuff that you would expect, you know, the off season, it's good to be back, be with the teammates, the locker room, and getting going. We're a long way away from talking even about putting a team together at this point and all that stuff. But the thrust was about the events that have happened this week and how it's still fresh and raw in everybody's minds, and they're dealing with it just the way we are.
So did he shed some light on what his message to the team was? How he kind of handled that?
Well, he didn't really say specifically, but I think you could glean from what he said to us, because he actually, Rob came out first and just sort of, hey guys, how's everybody doing? And it was sort of a lighthearted start with him, and then I actually brought up the marathon thing about halfway through at a point where it felt like it was appropriate. With Matthew, he came in, and as the, you know, the media gathered around him, he said, before we start this thing off, I think it's only appropriate that I share my feelings about what happened on Monday. And then he went into a little bit of a you know, a little bit of a soliloquy, and then took several questions about the whole thing. And so I think based on what he told us was probably similar to what he told his teammates, which, you know, and they both talked about how sports can be a diversion for things like this for, you know, a couple of hours out of your day. But things like this really do put in perspective what's really important and how you shouldn't take anything for granted. I think one of his things he said to us was, you know, we expect to wake up in the morning. We expect to go about our day. We expect to go home at night, see our families and friends, and we just take that for granted. And sometimes you have an event like this that's really tragic and so close to home that it really reinforces that you should never, ever take these simple things like that for granted, because you never know if today's the day you're not going to make it home. Right. And I think those are the kind of things that, you know, and Rob also said, as athletes, as football players, we're in a position to help in whatever small way the healing process by virtue of our, you know, playing in these games, doing these things, and also being celebrity-wise in a position to help raise awareness, raise funds, and do the little things like that that can help, you know, long-term and even short-term. People try to recover from something as horrific and heinous as what we've seen this week.
And yeah, we should mention that it hadn't started yet as of Tuesday's show, but the crafts are matching $100,000 in donations, and it's patriots.com/donate.
Donate, right.
If you would like to do that, great thing. And other people are getting involved. Obviously, we talked about Amendola. Devin McCourty has since gotten involved. I think it's $100 a tackle and things of that nature.
And $200 a missed tackle.
$200 a missed tackle.
Yeah.
Should have got Sergio Brown on board. But, yeah, those things are starting to come through. And there'll be a lot of those because there's a lot of people. And I told Paul, I watched CNN last night, and there was a guy who had relatively minor injuries, had just shrapnel removed from his upper body because a mailbox actually protected him, but his friends were on the other side and have lost limbs and hands, and they're all sort of the traditional Bostonian, this, you know, the South Boston self-employed, or, you know, one's a carpenter, one's a this, one's a that. And, you know, he was saying it's been great how everybody's been treating them, but he just hopes that people remember that this is a long-term thing for them. This is the guy with his hands problems can't work anymore, you know, the leg and the houses and the jobs, and their lives changed. I'm sure they're fortunate they lived, but they're not going to ever live the same way.
No, and
they're going to need help from the community, from the government, from all of us.
Their lives have changed.
Yep.
Period. Yeah.
But Michael, I do find that interesting that Belichick asked him to address the team.
Well, I'm not totally surprised by it.
I'm not surprised, since he's one of the most well-spoken, educated, sensitive.
He's also he's a very spiritual guy, too.
Yeah, everything.
Who, I mean, it's very, and he's a, I mean, look, he's going into, what, his sixth year now? 2008 he came out, right? In that draft, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12?
Right.
Yeah, so it'll be his sixth year. He's at a point where he's one of the more established veterans on the team. He's a guy that people look up to. He's a captain, obviously, as we've said. And yeah, it makes total sense that of all the people to do it, he would be the one who's able to put it in its proper perspective and not lose his composure doing
but
so.
But I also think from Belichick's perspective, I think he probably understands that maybe that's not his strength as the leader of the football team.
Oh, I see what you mean. I see what you mean.
You know, knowing your strengths, your weaknesses. And,
instead of doing it himself, you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sure he mentioned whatever, but you have someone who this is really well suited to who they are as a leader.
Yeah, and maybe better suited.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
And, you know, I saw a quote the other day that, and, you know, it's true. It's like good leaders don't make followers. They make more leaders. You know, in other words,
you inspire people,
empower people, you know, and let them lead,
right.
You know, don't hold them back. And I think that's an example of he recognized this guy's got an ability to do this.
Yeah.
Let him do it.
Right.
I'll step back. Let him do it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. That's a good point.
508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Mike Reese had a tweet that he wanted me to forward to Eric. I'll just say, the schedule is tonight, Eric, 8 o'clock.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I need to put that in my calendar.
He wanted to make sure
o'clock.
That you knew that.
Tonight. Okay, I'm good. Thanks.
Okay.
Are we taking predictions?
The first game is going to be?
I know the geek over in KSP, yeah. B-Low, already has it. He did a fake schedule. He's predicting
the schedule.
And I mocked him because he's a total geek. But I think he had Cleveland as his opener.
Cleveland was his opener.
Rumors that the Patriots, Baltimore were playing Denver.
Yeah.
That's the rumor anyway. I don't know if there's any validity to it.
That would be in Denver, obviously.
Oh, yeah. CNN's not reporting it. What?
See, that's not fair.
Why? But, you know, appropriate. Yeah.
Somebody yesterday said CNN's giving The Onion a good run for its money today.
I said to Paul, though, that Super Bowl champ, woohoo, I get to open in Denver against Peyton Manning and go 0-1. Yeah. What a great way to celebrate last year.
So that's the only rumor I've heard in terms of big marquee matchups so far, right?
Yeah.
Who do you think that the Patriots open up against?
I have no idea.
I think Cleveland.
Yes.
I thought it was Baltimore.
I think Cleveland's a possibility because I think it's the worst team on their schedule and at home, the worst team on their home schedule. And I think there's a good chance of something like that.
So it's a homecoming game?
Yeah.
So
right, exactly.
Like Kansas City a few years ago. Because they've had...
Are you assuming they're going to be at home?
Yeah, because they've been on the road the last couple of years, and they can't be in the marquee game because Baltimore's not going to be at home.
Well, they could be on a Monday night game.
Yeah.
Or Sunday night.
And they've done that recently as well.
I can't imagine Cleveland being the opponent for that.
My guess is the easiest. I think Cleveland's got a chance because I think that's... like I said, I think in 08 it was Kansas City at home.
Yeah.
There was a Buffalo Monday night game. I just think it'd be kind of a cupcake.
Do they try to do that?
Do I think they try to do it? No. I just think there's a pattern that seems to have evolved. They have a couple of tough games and... You know, then maybe not, you know, one that's not so tough.
What about Houston? That's a marquee matchup. That could be a Monday night or a Sunday night football.
But it's also a good game to have later in the year when it's our opening weekend.
Yeah.
My belief, if I ran the league, would be
division
I have
matchups.
My marquee game, and then I wouldn't necessarily waste a lot of other great games because they can carry a weekend. Patriots-Texans can carry a weekend. Patriots-Broncos can kind of carry a weekend. And you save those and slot those 16 times. Whereas opening weekend is opening weekend. Everybody's pumped, jacked, and watching.
Yeah, and you can also...
a lot of division matchups.
I'm just going to say, to back Andy's point there, division matchups. Because, you know, people are going to have interest in those
at any time.
You know, I hate those, but, you know, I'm in the minority in terms of the quote-unquote rivalry.
Miami would be a strong opener.
People love to see Dallas and Washington play. People love to see Green Bay and Minnesota play. You know, I'm sure that... People like, you know, when the Patriots play the Jets and Miami, you know, and stuff like that. So I think division rivals are always, you see, it seems like San Diego and Oakland are always involved in that second Monday night game. So there's an AFC West game on that second Monday night game, it seems like. Who knows? But like Andy said, putting together a mock schedule to me, you need a life.
It's just fun. Come on.
What's fun about it?
But is it? Is it fun?
What is fun about it? Where's
Who
the
cares?
Payoff? Where is?
It's just.
I got week 8 right. Woohoo!
It's a diversion.
I think it would be a great thing if you didn't know who they were playing, and all of a sudden the schedule came out, and you're like, oh, we got Dallas this year. We got Houston, but you know all the opponents.
Bilo and I still travel, and we like to know where we're going.
Now we know.
Now we know why he's defending Bilo because
you know where you're going. That's my
when
point.
We're going. When we're
you know
going.
Where, you know
when
you're going.
When we're going. Because that makes a difference.
You know you're going from September
If you're
to
going
December.
To Buffalo in December, you're more likely it's going to be a snowstorm and you're worried about
As
whether or not you're
supposed to
be
pumped and jacked to go to Buffalo in September.
No, but there's less of a likelihood that as we had the case in, what was it, 2010 when we got stuck in Rochester for a night?
Oh, that was awful.
You know, it's just fun.
Is it?
You're going somewhere.
I keep saying, is it?
You're going somewhere in December that you're probably going to have a chance to get stuck.
Maybe.
Chances are overwhelming. You're either going to be in New York or Buffalo.
Oh, stop you party poopers.
Web radio.
Schedule day. Be happy.
Mr. Fun over here.
They're very but busy now, with the pregame social.
No. We figured out that we touched a nerve because evidently he's involved in that mock
So
mock
why don't you tell us what you got?
I didn't make one this year, but I did it with him last year.
I didn't mean it. Did so
okay, so how close were you last year?
Well, we got the London game right.
Okay. All right.
Got the bye week right.
Okay.
And I don't want to say it's just Eric and Bilo. It's also
Michael
Jeremiah.
Yeah, right. Of the,
and he apparently
the
had multiple versions that he did or something.
He did several versions.
So there's a lot of geeks in this organization.
Like I said, I think it would be unbelievable excitement tonight if we didn't know who the opponents were. And they like literally popped up.
Well, that's what Fred wanted to do.
Like a lottery ball.
Yeah,
you know, like,
lottery for
I think that would be great.
Schedule.
Yeah.
I think that would be great. All of a sudden, you find out who you're playing. You know,
it's like tonight's it's winning like lottery numbers.
You know, like you talk about like a, you know, a manufactured event that draws interest. I know we don't care about college sports around here, but when the pairings come out for the basketball tournament, everybody knows who's in. But when you find out who you're playing, that's great. You know.
All right.
That would be great if all of a sudden, hey, we're playing Dallas this year. And you could have a trip to Dallas. You'd get all excited about it. But it's in November. You might not get
that's not fun.
Shut up.
That's not fun.
October will be great.
Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. Let's get to them. LT from Adelaide writes in, firstly, I want to thank, say how relieved I am to hear that all of you and your families are safe. Sometimes we take football so seriously we don't take a step back and truly appreciate what we truly have, especially PFW in progress. Special kudos to Andy, who must be both physically and mentally exhausted from the whole experience and yet still manages to be as entertaining as ever. Are you still running on adrenaline a little bit, do you think?
No, I think I'm recovering.
Yeah.
I said to my wife last night, Tuesday night I was ridiculously tired. I don't know. Monday, I think, was adrenaline. I wasn't all – Tuesday, when I got home –
Caught up to you.
I was ridiculous – physically – head, sleep, everything. Yeah. I was, and then last night I felt like if I get one more good night's sleep, I'll get back in it. But I was in a fault. Like I was telling, the whole week was a blur. Like different things when I didn't even know the Bruins, the Celtics were canceled. Didn't know what was going on. And when he took me to get my bag in Boston, then we came back on Tuesday. And I got in my truck. It had only been, you know, 30 hours since I had dropped my truck off here to go to the marathon. It felt like a lifetime. It felt like I had not been in that truck for weeks and, like, personally and worldwide, things had changed.
Yeah.
And it was really a little over a day.
Right.
So, I was – but now I'm starting to feel, I'm ready. My legs feel good. Maybe go
for
a run
this
weekend.
The douchiness is coming back.
Oh, I've always been a douche.
How are Jackson in particular. How are they doing?
Jackson's pretty good. Sydney's taking a turn for the worse.
Oh, really?
Not necessarily for the worse, but she apparently saw and understood much more than we had originally given her credit for.
Oh.
Riding to work, to the daycare with my wife this morning, she started asking, an ambulance passed with its sirens and stuff on. Yeah. And she, we saw those the other day at the Boom Booms. And then she started, the booms were bombs, right? And bad people and back and forth and what they had done. One strange comment that I don't know is funny or sick or after my wife said, there were bad people bombs and people got hurt. She said, did the bad people try to hurt the other people so that they could bring them home and eat them?
Okay.
No idea where that came from.
Yeah.
So she believes bad people are also cannibals.
No more cable. What is that show? Walking Dead?
Well,
you shouldn't let her.
Hopefully she's never seen any of that.
You shouldn't.
My wife actually watches some of those stupid shows that I don't understand that whole phenomenon.
The zombie phenomenon?
Why has that become like...
Well, it was vampires for a while.
Yeah,
now it's zombies.
But why?
Yeah, I didn't get
it's a fad.
I didn't get the vampire thing either.
Yeah, I know.
No, but
either.
It's a fad.
But at least that's not...
It's each his own.
Well, you know what? That is gross. And I don't understand it.
Okay.
Like your marathon shirt, though.
A lot of people disagree.
I'm glowing. Everybody, you're supposed to wear Boston or marathon stuff tomorrow, I saw.
Tomorrow?
Wear Boston.
Wear Boston?
An organization that's trying to get support together and... kind of solidarity
as a
city.
I've got some old T-shirts that I could wear.
Please do.
Andy would make fun
please
of me.
Please do. You have marathon T-shirts?
Has the B under one pant and the N on the other?
I had a marathon jacket.
Stole it?
No.
No, you didn't, but go ahead.
No.
this is going to be good.
Years ago, I was working for – I was publishing a magazine called New England Sport, but the publisher was the publisher of New England Runner, and he had a lot of ties. And the manager of Uta Pippig was good friends, so we had a special pass for our van, and so we could go in the back streets and get to each checkpoint. So we were following her along the track, getting to a checkpoint, waiting for, he'd be, Schnell, Uta, Schnell! And then we'd jump back in the van and get to the next check, and she ended up winning that year.
Oh,
so it was really cool, so I actually followed this runner from beginning to end and got to the finish line, and she wins.
She's the one who pooped herself, right?
Not that year, but the next year, so it was really cool. So I'm with her manager / boyfriend following her, and she ends up winning the marathon. So, and I had a jacket, so that was pretty cool.
So wear that tomorrow.
I don't know where it is. That is long gone.
And it doesn't fit.
That's long gone.
And it doesn't fit.
I'm sure.
And the B in Boston is under one pit, and the N in Boston is under the other.
My arms
are much bigger.
A friend of mine just emailed me. Apparently, the president's on they're showing a clip on SportsCenter. Apparently, he knocked it out of the park with his speech today. I haven't heard it yet, but
It's the liberal media deciding that.
No, there's a friend of mine that just
well, if nothing else, he's a good orator. You have to give him that.
Well, that's the reason why he's president.
The teleprompter worked. Clearly, there were no snafus with the teleprompter today.
I'd like to see you deliver, even with the teleprompter.
He's very, very, very gifted.
Wasn't trying to get it to go down this road, but
I'll give that to you.
Did anybody watch Piers Morgan last night when they had Deval Patrick on?
Just bits of it.
Did you see when it started?
No.
And joining us now, one of those decision makers in Massachusetts, and they go to the double screen, and Piers Morgan says, obviously, Governor Deval Patrick, you're going through a very trying time.
And he's laughing?
Yes.
What?
Noticed, what was that?
I noticed
he
that.
Was he laughing?
He like,
was
also, it's he like he heard a joke through his,
he
like.
Wasn't, I also noticed that when he was being interviewed, I don't know if it was CNN, but he kind of had a glint to his eye, like, you know, we're going to be fine. And
well, that I was fine with.
Smiling.
Yes, on Anderson Cooper, he interviewed him, and he had, I thought, a good positive aura, little. But on Piers Morgan, he was laughing. Like he went, like Piers Morgan had said that funny joke to open an interview, but not really the time for.
Yeah.
I was hoping he heard something separate through his ear.
I was going to say that a lot of times they're wearing IFB. For those interviews, so maybe the producer might have said, or somebody.
Bad timing if it was.
Very bad timing if that was the case, yeah.
Right. I didn't finish LT's email. He says, on a football-related note, I was thinking about the John Abraham situation, and I have a theory on what may be happening. A few weeks back, you guys raised the idea of the draft coming before free agency. I think that this may be an example of that case whereby veterans will wait to see if they can command higher value deals if teams miss out on drafting the young player. I know it's not Fred's wink-wink nudge-nudge deal, missed the whole off-season program, but do you think it's plausible?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Try to find a desperate. There's not enough money for you now. Maybe a team will get desperate when they didn't draft a guy.
Right.
But there's also can go the other way where money starts to dry up. But my guess is what they're seeing, they're saying, that million is always going to be there for me. Some team will always have a million for me.
Right.
Maybe I hold out and I can jack it up to three because they're desperate.
On that note, which situation would you be happier with, drafting a pass rusher to pair next to Chandler Jones with their first-round pick, guys like Tank Carradine, Bjorn Werner, Alex
Bjorn Werner. Sound like the Swedish chef in the Muppets.
Alex Okafor, Dayton Jones, or the veteran pass rusher Abraham. So which would you rather have, one of those guys or Abraham?
Probably Abraham.
Yeah. For the short term,
oh, yeah.
Abraham. For the long term, obviously, one of the other guys.
I'm not sure how good all of those guys are as pass rushers, and it's hard to ignore the sort of known quantity that Abraham would provide, but I think they need a young guy.
Well, Okafor's been...
I don't see why you can't get both.
...been associated with the Patriots.
Well, they all have in various... Jones has.
I want to mention, you brought up Tank Carradine today as
Cornelius?
Well.
Cornelius? Isn't that what you like to
Cornelius.
Call
him? That's his real name.
Cornelius.
And... Jeff Howe, our buddy at the Herald, had a story about him today. He was in town on Monday visiting
so
the Patriots
accurate?
And had a they needed him to go to Boston to get his knee checked. He's coming off a torn ACL, Fred. He'll be ready, but he's expecting to be ready. He thinks he'll be ready for OTAs and minicamp and all that
ACL,
stuff.
Right?
Yeah, it was against Florida, so it was
November.
Like in November, I think.
Yeah,
but he thinks he'll be ready to go. He's, you know,
this day and age.
Well, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't. Normally, I would just dismiss that as out of hand propaganda from a pending
draft. Guy trying to get drafted, right?
There was also a note on Twitter I saw about Keenan Allen getting his right ankle inspected again. So there are a lot of people who are excited about the potential for a wide receiver to be taken high or early.
High
by this team. So yeah. True.
He's still,
but he's dealing with that still apparently, so that could be a factor to consider.
But Carradine ended up sort of getting right in the middle of the marathon stuff when he was sent into Boston on Monday. You know, he was well away from the fray and all that, but it was sort of an interesting experience for him.
What hospital did they send him to?
I'm not sure where he went. Yeah. Didn't say. But he, you know, ended up. Leaving Monday night, he was back, you know, on a plane wherever he was going, and he's going to do a workout, I think, for the entire league coming up shortly, because we're only a week out from the draft at this point.
LT finishes up. He says, "I know I'm only a lowly student in Australia, but if you guys know of any way to help out people over in Boston, including your lunches if necessary, let me know." Well, yeah, you go to patriots.com/donate.
Correct.
And $5, $10.
Double your money.
You know?
Double your impact.
Yeah, it'll be matched by the crafts. So.
And there are, I know there are other ways. The city of Boston, because at this time I think people get worried that fake charities are going to get sold.
Yeah.
City of Boston has
are they like verifying
verified
things?
At least one. I think it's called Boston One or something like that. And I know Adidas and BAA are doing a thing. They're selling T-shirts for $26.20. 100% of the proceeds goes to the families and the fund for that. So there are different
and
ways.
And that's BAA.org.
Yes, BAA.org. You can buy an Adidas T-shirt that says, I think, Boston Strong or something.
Right.
And the full proceeds go to the charities. So there's more and more of those. I think there will be more. I'm hearing more rumblings of Paul's idea of that there may be some
a ceremonial
sort of a finish
thing?
Event where
that would be cool.
People who didn't finish will get to finish, and that'll be
they got it from me.
Sort of. Well, I don't know if they did or didn't, but
I'm just kidding.
I think it's a good idea.
You're the first person I heard come up with it.
I don't have a forum,
and I'm already am.
You do. You're PFW in progress.
Just sort of, you know, nuts and bolts stuff. I continue to get emails from BAA about, you know, they've been sending a lot of emails about trauma. They've brought people in. If you want to come to Boston, they have free trauma counselors and different people through the government and agencies. Then I got some from Photos. Normally they send out photos from Fan Photo or some company that throughout the course. They're going through those. At some point they will send them. They didn't feel
right now they need to use it for other
stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. So they're doing that. But they're telling people at some point those will come out. And they also don't have official results yet. They're telling people we're holding off on that and how they're going to handle people that didn't finish. I think there's a good chance they're just going to give people numbers next year who didn't finish. That's my guess, is they're going to allow you to run again if you'd like to without necessarily having to qualify or go the charity route or whatever. So I keep getting emails that they're kind of going through the process.
And they keep saying, you know, like over 23,000 ran this time, and they say, you know, it's going to be bigger and better than ever.
Yeah.
So.
Hope so.
I was talking to Andy at the office earlier today that, you know, I'd never thought I would be able to even consider doing it. And now I'm kind of thinking I might want
to
start thinking about it just for this reason.
I'm trying to talk these two. A lot of people are considering.
I think Team PFW should run the marathon. I didn't just point at Paul. I pointed at you, too.
What's that? What's that now?
You could do it.
Of course I could.
Well, I didn't say of course you could.
No,
I watched you walk through the hall.
It's the sniffle that made that right there.
You can barely walk without a limp. I'm not sure you could.
Well, I would have to start now, like Paul, but I could finish.
But I think it'd be good for you.
I could do it.
Kevin, start my stop now and finish the marathon.
Well, and Paul thought he meant the training. And he
he meant
no,
start
I need
the
start
running.
Now.
Yeah.
I could do it, no problem. Kevin, where's my calzone?
No, but seriously, as a way of doing something to show support for the event itself, for the people who were affected, I mean, it's a huge commitment, as you know, obviously.
It's a 4-month commitment.
Well,
that's bare minimum.
That's
bare
the part
minimum.
Of it that I don't think I can do.
I know. That's why I'm really, I don't know if I can do it, but I'm considering it. And I never even considered it before because I just thought it would be such an physically.
Oh, is this a shot at me? If Andy can do it, I can do it.
That way at all. Just personally, I never thought I could do it.
Yeah.
But
would have very little to do with my decision. This is totally would be a personal thing for me in terms of inspiration.
You should do it.
If I did, I just don't think I can physically hold up for 4 or 5 months.
Well, you lose some weight.
I would definitely lose weight and feel better
I don't
running.
Know about definitely, I thought I was going to lose weight. I didn't.
No, I mean,
you're just big boned.
I guess
I would have the same joint issues that Paul does. You know, with my knees.
You might have to kills me after every basketball game.
And they can alter the program.
I'm a power quick twitch guy.
Oh my god.
Marathon.
Oh my god.
An idiot. I think we should do it.
My arms are a lot
you
bigger
guys
now
need
than
to
they
start,
were then.
Yeah. So is your shoulders, fatty.
Alex from Philly says, I hope all's well with Andy and his family. It was my first thought when I heard about the bombings, and I immediately checked the Facebook page. Kudos to Kevin and the fans on the page for giving out the updates. Those tragic events have a couple of my friends, as well as the city, worried of our own marathon coming up in Philly called the Broad Street Run. I still expect it to go on, but no doubt the people will probably be on edge. On to football. I never thought I would say this, but I'm more worried about the offense than the defense this year. It's no secret that our success depends on this offense, and the success of this offense depends on Brady and the tight ends. Well, only one of those three are healthy and will probably play all 16 games. If the goal is to ultimately win the Super Bowl, just sliding in Ballard and Hooman or Fells or some other Jag castoff is not going to get us there, especially since we have no playmaking threats on the outside. Even with Gronk and Hernandez, that gives us 1.5 playmakers. That doesn't sound like a Super Bowl trophy to me. I don't see how Fred could be so optimistic with these so-called weapons on offense. But oh wait, that's right. In Fred's who has it better than us approach, as long as we're better than the Raiders, we're fine. Way to set the bar, Fred.
Wow.
Angry.
Yeah. We're back. Reality has set back into the show.
I mean, you know, look, they didn't win it in 11, but it's basically the same offense as 11, and I think better with Ridley. So,
What?
In 2011, they came very close to winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay. I know you don't have Welker, but
you throw that away like it's nothing.
I know, but you have a better running back. You know, assuming people are healthy, I think they'll be as good.
Well, I think last year could have been a more of a fair comparison to 11.
But they did have injuries.
They did, but they also had Welker too.
Right. Yeah. They had the automatic 120 catches.
But they had injuries, and
they had the automatic.
And they didn't have Gronk at the
end. We have no idea what this offense looks without Wes Welker. Tom Brady was never great without Wes Welker
That's
in terms of
true.
Statistics.
That's
you know everybody said it was Moss and Welker, but we saw Moss leave and it continued. For whatever the reasons.
That's true.
We have never seen the new age Tom Brady without Wes Welker.
No, that's true.
I'm not saying it can't be fine, but to just flippantly say it's basically 11 again.
Yeah.
No, it isn't. You took about the most productive aspect of the offense.
I'm not worried about it.
I know you're not. You weren't worried when he got hurt against the Ravens.
No.
And what happened? They got their asses handed to
him.
You weren't worried that Gronk couldn't play, and they got their asses handed to him.
But he was ironically worried
last year when everybody was
heading
healthy.
Heading into training camp when everybody was healthy.
He makes no sense.
I go by my eyes,
I don't
not
get,
my heart.
I don't get you.
Your eyes see a lot of good weapons? A lot of replacements for Welker?
You've never done anything that didn't involve your heart when it comes to the Patriots.
No, I mean, training camps. If guys come out in training camp and look like
making it
crapola,
look easy,
then I...
But
you know,
you'll never say they look like
crepola. But every year you tell me that you've never seen so-and-so look better.
Who have you said that looked like crepola in training
camp?
Plenty of guys.
Yeah, Carlos Dunlap. Was
one. That's true. Wasn't Carlos, but yes, the Dunlap.
You can drop the lap because he's done.
Name somebody in the top 60 of the roster who you took a shot at training camp.
60? More like 80.
Wasn't Carlos Dunlap.
No.
It was
whatever the guy's name was.
Certain backup
Kevin,
quarterbacks
Kevin.
I wasn't impressed with.
Defensive end.
I wasn't impressed with Ocho Cinco right out the bat.
Ocho Cinco?
You know,
right out the bat?
Right off the bat. You know, so
you love the Ocho Cinco move.
I like the move, but once we saw him in training camp and balls were hitting him off the chest, I was the first to say,
that means you gotta
get him out. There's something wrong here. You know?
Yeah, no one heard that.
You know, so that's not fair. You know.
Wait a minute.
Don't paint me with the Andy Hart brush.
But you did say last year that you were concerned. Well, on paper, which is all we were basing it on last year. What, is anybody getting like?
I'm hearing,
like
I'm
the
hearing ghosting voice. Yeah,
I can hear voices
but
in the
Paul,
background.
Why was
voices
concerned?
In the head? Gotta go.
Here's where Kevin turns
one of the main reasons
off.
Was
we're
the
trying to record
line.
It so you guys.
No, but it's on paper it's worse right now than it was last year at this time when you were worried and I wasn't worried.
The offensive line was. I was very worried about that. That has seems to be.
But that's
better.
Not what you. This is
you
not
were
what
worried
our
about
was.
Weapons.
Our
no,
argument
no, no, no,
was about they don't
was
have enough
weapons.
They don't have enough options to, in the
that's
passing.
That's what the
game.
Argument was.
That's
last
what
year.
The argument
and I mocked
was
you. I mocked you.
The offensive line was a big part of my worry.
That wasn't the discussion we had.
So
it was weapons.
So the fact that Nate Solder is now going into his third year is now that was the only reason when you were worried last year. So Nate Solder's third year is now eliminating the fear of your two best players having injury concerns in Gronk and Hernandez, and your most reliable player for the last 6 years no longer being here. That's all made up for, in your mind, by the fact that Nate Solder is entering his third year and is no longer a question mark.
I'm not worried about injuries. You can't go into a season worried about injuries.
One of those guys is not here. It's not about injuries.
Okay, but that was one of the things you said, injuries. I'm not worried about injuries. If that happens,
no, but,
it happens.
But last year, what were you worried about last year with the offensive line? Health.
Right. Because they were so injured.
I thought you weren't worried about
they
injuries.
They were injured.
And Gronk and Hernandez are injured right now.
They're not going to be when the season starts.
Oh, okay. Well, again, if you just want to close your eyes.
When he gets in this mode.
Close your eyes and use your heart.
How do you know? How do you know Gronk won't be? Because
he knows.
We thought he wasn't going to be injured after he had the second surgery.
They're not going to be.
And then he got the infection. And then he had the third surgery. Now he's going
to
have a fourth.
I happen to agree with, I think the offense is going to be fine.
Who knows what could happen to Hernandez? He just had surgery. Year.
So then how come I can't say that?
No. But what I'm wondering.
He agrees with me. And when I say I'm a dummy. No,
because what I'm
when he says it, well, you know.
You're not a dummy. What I don't understand is exactly what I just explained.
You're acting like a dummy.
Last year, you were concerned.
Right.
This year, three major parts of things that were constants last year at this time are now in question, and now you're no longer concerned.
Right.
So is the fact that Nate Solder entering his third year and being so much more of a sure thing now, that's the only difference in the offensive line that you claim was the only reason why you were hurt?
No.
You were wondering.
There were a lot of problems with the offensive line.
What
time.
Else?
Brian Waters, we didn't know if he was going to come
and
back.
And you replaced him.
Copen, you know, was gone. We didn't know how Wendell was going to do with center. You know,
Mankins was coming off.
Mankins was coming off injuries this year.
There was a lot of Mankins is not coming
not
off the type
same.
Of injuries. Come on.
I
Even
am not,
he said so.
I am not concerned about the offensive line, but I'm just the but, only real difference in the offensive line is Nate Solder.
No, there were a lot
a
of issues
mark replacing
there
Matt
were
Light.
A lot of issues in the offensive line.
They had four guys that played center the year before.
There were a lot of issues
last,
you know, coming into the season. Questions about the offensive line. There was.
I know, but you weren't really concerned with that, as Andy already pointed out.
You were
concerned about the lack of options.
And I've already given
game.
You credit. You were right. They ran out of weapons. They didn't have the weapons at the end of the year that they needed. You were right. I was wrong. But don't change it now. Am I on TV?
I remember.
No, but what I don't get is that he was worried last year. They have fewer options now.
Right.
He's not worried.
I remember
that's what
it
I
on the
get.
PFW TV show specifically talking about the offensive line.
No, but I'm talking about on Fred, this show. We argued
I'm talking about the
a number
passing
of times.
Games. You said you didn't know who was going to be the third and fourth receiver, and we mocked you.
Right. I remember saying, all you have is an all-pro in Welker, an all-pro in Gronkowski, a Pro Bowl caliber guy in Hernandez, and a guy who led the league in receiving yards. We need more weapons.
Last
You're
year,
right.
We
I
needed,
said it just like that.
Do you remember we needed to upgrade Deion Branch at the fourth receiver spot? This year we don't have a one receiver, and he's not worried. I am not worried because as long as you said, the tight ends are healthy, I feel like Brady's fine.
Unfortunately, right now,
but
tight ends are not
you
healthy.
Were worried last year when you had Welker and Lloyd. You don't have those two guys now, and you're not worried anymore.
I know.
I don't understand that.
And yeah, look,
getting rid of Lloyd is addition by subtraction.
Look, I'm with,
but not at this time.
Not
last
this
year,
point.
He wasn't.
Correct.
Maybe you can say
that's what we're arguing.
You know, maybe you can say I'm whistling past the graveyard, but I do. You know, I'm counting on Danny Amendola.
But I'm giving you the opposite, Fred. I don't think you're whistling past the graveyard. I agree with you.
You're whistling
past the
mechanic
what's
shop who's working on the high end cars.
I'm wondering
you have the high end cars.
What has changed?
But you want to make sure they're running great when the season starts. It's not a graveyard yet, but you're whistling past some concerns,
right.
Some issues.
I am not questioning why you would think that they're going to be okay this year. I'm questioning why you thought they weren't okay last year going into the season, and yet now you think they're fine.
I'll tell you right now, if they're hurt, there's going to be problems, right?
Yeah, but that's every team.
Yeah,
right.
Every team deals with that. But last year, you were worried. Because Brandon Lloyd and Wes Welker were here last year, you were worried. They're not here this year, and you're not worried.
Yeah, it was a lot.
And they're less equipped to deal with any injuries.
A lot of it.
Because you have less options. That's just fact, not
a
not
lot.
If Amendola gets hurt now, it's a lot more damaging than if Welker got hurt last year.
Or if Hernandez.
I agree.
If Hernandez goes down, it's a bigger deal this year without Welker. You don't have as many known quantities.
I agree.
So you're worried.
But I'm not worried about.
But I'm with you in terms of I think if healthy they have enough, but that's a big if. I'm just trying to figure out what changed. That's all.
Okay.
The seasons, and that's how Fred changes with the seasons.
You go back.
But he's but he
hated Ocho Cinco until it was a great move to acquire.
But I'm going to defend Fred here on
and
the
he
whole
hated
thing.
Him again after
you know
it.
He says he doesn't always just go and say everything is great, and I think that's an example of last year that. He was concerned. He saw concern where few of us did. The amount of offensive weapons that they had in the passing game. And what I don't understand is it seems like they have fewer than they did last year, and now he no longer is concerned.
It's just Fred being Fred.
Well, they have one fewer, which is Welker.
No, they have two fewer than they had going into training camp last year.
But Lloyd didn't turn out to be the guy we thought he was going
to
be.
And so you're going to have to hope.
He still was there and making catches.
Somebody's
going
to
make
those catches. Amendola might not be on the field to make the catches.
Somebody's going
to
make those catches. And you know what? Maybe somebody will actually do something with the ball when they do.
How do you know?
And maybe they'll make more than half of them.
Wait a minute. How do you know that those guys will
because
make
Tom
the catches?
Because throwing the ball.
But what? See,
No.
Now we're going to get back to Andy's
argument.
His throwing
the ball doesn't help them make the catch.
Somebody's going
to
make
We're
going
to get
catches.
Back to Andy's argument that he's really, if you look back, he's never really done that for a receiver. But anyway, the least amount of respect for a wide receiver you can have is what I have for Brandon Lloyd. Okay, but the guys that you've brought in are going to have double and triple their career bests to replace what you got out of Brandon Lloyd last year. And, like, I'm not worried about Lloyd. I'm not worried about him either.
And I'm not saying it's going to be one guy, you know?
Well, you don't have many options.
Oh, we got plenty.
Like who?
You know, the games that Fernandez was out, you know, he's going to pick up catches, assuming he's healthy. He's going to pick up catches that he wasn't able to get when he was hurt, you know? So it'll happen.
So last year.
Amendola will pick up some of them. You know,
Amendola's not going to pick up Lloyd catches. He's going to pick up Welker catches.
You know, if they draft two receivers in the draft, maybe one of them will have.
Okay, so now we're talking about guys that aren't here.
But they're going to find a
way.
So
now you're getting to understand why I'm asking you the question.
They're going to find a way to produce with this offense.
Last year, all of those guys were healthy, and you were concerned. This year, they're not. They're either not healthy or not here, and you're not.
Yeah, you're discounting my concern about the offensive line.
Last year, it was all about the offensive line. Fred, we had two solid hours of arguing over whether or not Deion Branch was worthy of being a fourth receiver last year. So you can talk about the offensive line all you want, but we had a long conversation about Deion Branch and whether or not he was good enough to be a fourth receiver. You don't have a one now, and you're not worried anymore.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden it's because Aaron Hernandez is here.
Our one is Gronkowski.
Okay.
Let's see. We got people dropping off.
He wasn't last year. He wasn't there last year, evidently. Going into the season, he didn't have the greatest tight end season in the history of football going into last year. But this year, coming off two broken arms, he is.
It's one broken arm. One broken arm twice.
Yeah, right. That's true. He broke the same arm twice.
Yeah. Let's see.
Don't exaggerate.
Reno wants to know when we're going to have Danny Amendola for an interview. Soon as they bring him.
Right, soon.
Yeah.
Contact your PR department. Yeah, as soon as they want him.
Ross in Canada sends a nice email. He says, he says it's not intended for the air.
So then don't read it on the air.
Okay, so I won't. But it was very nice thanking us for what we do. So that was nice of him to send. Appreciate it. Okay.
Did any of you see the Star Spangled Banner at the Bruins game last night?
Yes.
Very cool.
I have not yet. I've seen the video. I haven't heard it. Is it really that powerful?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
He starts off singing it like the first line, and then the crowd just takes over.
And he stopped?
Yep.
Last time I had that feeling was after 9/11.
After 9/11,
here,
yeah.
Here, though, mm-hmm. on the field. I remember the exact mm-hmm. feeling in my neck. And
yep.
I had
when Joe came running out with the flags.
Yes.
And yep.
Awesome moment.
Jerry writes in, he says, I think it's important that we follow up on Paul's suggestion about finishing the marathon. We can determine an appropriate period of mourning, 60, 90 days, whatever. Pick a time period. During that time, we will mourn our dead and wounded. After that time period, we will celebrate our life and the fact that as Americans, we are not terrorized by the actions of evil people. We will finish our marathon. Boston should allow those runners that were not able to finish to be able to complete the last 1 mile of the race with all the finish line photos, celebrations, awards, etc. Those in the local area and those that can come back will run for themselves. Those that cannot return can designate someone that they know locally to run for them. Those that do not know anyone locally will have a local Boston person volunteer to run for them. Everyone will get their finisher's trophy. It's important we do this. A terrorist has two objectives, to kill and to change forever the people targeted. We must show that we do not hide in fear from our enemies. It would be nice if among the thousands standing and cheering on that last mile was Andy's wife and son. When his son grows up, he can say, there are evil people in the world, but my dad was not afraid, and neither was I.
It's a great email.
Yeah.
It is a very good email. And I think something like that is going to transpire
that
at
would
the
be
proper
great.
Time.
That really would be great.
And, I love that last part.
And it's even, you know, you can almost do it better even because obviously you can schedule it. You can, you know, you could kind of spread it out so people get their photo. And, you know, if Jackson wants to cross the finish line with me, kind of make it something special for him. And
more realistically, you know, like we talked about, like we all want to do this
sprint. I'll be flying.
We all want to do this symbolic thing. You know, we're sort of inspired by what happened on Monday. You know, Eric, Fred, and I. I'd love to do that. You know, like somehow
run a mile.
No, well, but I'd be out there with you. And like to me, it's the symbolism. It's exactly what the emailer said. I'm not going to allow them to stop me from going into Boston and stop me from wanting to cross that finish line.
And he brought up the point that the terrorists' goal is to change people, not just to put
create
fear, but
terror.
Create terror, but to affect change. Yep. Well, it can have the reverse effect. You can affect positive change as a result of our response to this act of terror. You know, like let's say Paul and Fred decide, all right, we're going to run the marathon. That can be a positive change, not only for the symbolic aspect and for the support it shows you and the others who ran, but also maybe they get healthier. Maybe they decide this is a life-changing moment. I'm going to start doing things to improve my physical health or just whatever, just getting involved in more charitable things. It can have the opposite effect that the terrorists never intended. And that can be the best way to backfire. The best way to backfire on their evil plans.
I agree.
All right. Web radio at patriots.com, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we got a couple people on hold. We'll get to them and more of your emails.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. Now's the time to take advantage of our low price value games. Whether it's the Boston Bruins, Boston Celtics, or Boston Red Sox, Ace has the tickets you need starting at just $19. Ace always has the best seats at the best prices. And all our tickets come with a 200% money back guarantee. Ace has free and easy pickup by Fenway Park or across from the Garden. So treat yourself or someone special. Visit aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Like so many soldiers returning home from combat, adjusting to life as a civilian hasn't been easy for retired Army Staff Sergeant Ben Dellinger.
The hardest part was getting out. You don't lose your friends, but like basically all those people get taken away from you all at once. It felt like my life was over at times. Everything I thought I was totally different.
American heroes like Ben face many challenges when they return home. That's why, for more than 90 years, Bank of America has partnered with military organizations to support jobs, housing, and critical needs of veterans and their families. We're also committed to recruiting and hiring veterans, reservists, and military spouses. And for Ben, we partnered with Military Warrior Support Foundation to award his family a mortgage-free home.
This is something I never expected to happen, and I'm truly grateful to each and every person involved.
To find out more about Bank of America's efforts, visit bankofamerica.com/military support. 2013 Bank of America Corporation. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today. And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
Have you ever had a lobster bisque?
I have not.
You don't know from soup, then, if you haven't had one.
You don't know from soup.
You don't know from
soup.
Is it a soup?
Every once in a while, it turns into that 1955 character.
Lobster bisque.
Then why isn't it called lobster soup?
But you have a good lobster bisque, it just...
Because is a stew a soup, or is it
no
a stew?
No soup for you.
It's like sex for your throat.
Is a chowder a soup? Eric already has sex for his throat.
Fred, why do you do this?
I had nothing to do with you.
Yes, you did.
That's another great moment from PFW in Progress.
All right, back here in PFW in Progress, web radio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-298-0398 is the ACE ticket hotline.
I want to thank our guy for lunch.
Yeah, lunch today is from Mark from Cheddar. Out in across the pond there.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
We always appreciate it, but today, just a little bit more.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Our friends from across the pond, they were some of the first people to email and tweet on Monday to make sure Andy was okay.
Very loyal supporters over there.
We have a very strong bond with our UK Patriots. So
why is that?
I think that they appreciate us maybe a little bit more than because of the distance, you know.
They're also they take their sports seriously.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you're a fan of Arsenal or Man U or any of the premier clubs, that's as passionate as sports fans get.
Right.
You know, so it's part of their makeup.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the ACE ticket hotline. Orlando's in Springfield. Hey, Orlando.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's up?
Hey, listen, man. I got to say, you know, like listening to the last show and everything and, you know, hearing all the people call and, you know, check up on Andy and, you know, wish him well and everything, man. It was really nice to hear. You know, I was feeling kind of the same way. And, you know, it's nice when you know that, you know, wow, you know, other people kind of felt the same way I did. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, look, we don't really know you guys. I mean, we're just listeners. You guys entertain us for a couple of hours, so it's like we really don't know you, but we feel like we kind of do in a sense because, you know, we spend 2 hours with you every, you know, couple of days. So, and it was, you know, and to think that, you know, if something happened, you know, it's like Andy, I mean, you know, God forbid, you know, we don't want anything happening to Andy. You know, Eric maybe, but not Andy.
I heard that.
Well done.
I heard that.
I'm just kidding, but I love you, man. You're good people. Hey, listen, guys, I just wanted to ask you guys a question about Aaron Dobson. I heard Greg Cosell was basically, you know, singing his praises, saying that he's, you know, great hands, good body control. He ran like a 4.4 or something. He's fat. He looks faster than he looks, I guess is what he's saying. Wanted to know, you know, what you guys thought of him, and do you think that he'll be available? Cosell's got him going around round, I think, two, like this early second round. Mid-second round run. What do you guys think of him?
Yeah, I don't love him. I know, you know, Draft Scout had him as a 2-3, and I've seen some people that want him for the Patriots. He's got good size. I just don't love him. You know, he's kind of, his reputation is as a savvy route runner. And I didn't see elite speed. I didn't see a guy that I thought looks fast. I didn't think he got a lot of separation. Seemed like he had to make a lot of catches over guys and around guys and a lot of contested type catches. And I don't really like that. I mean, it's great to have that ability to fight for the ball and make contested catches. But I always say, I always assume everything gets harder at the next level. If your catches are really contested against not as good a corner who's not as fast so often in college, well, then they're not just going to be contested. They're not going to be catches. They're going to be even tighter windows. So I'm not a big Dobson guy. He made, on one of his highlight tapes, he made one of the greatest catches I've ever seen, sort of a backhanded across the body, back of the end zone, one-handed catch. But I just, he doesn't do anything for me. I don't see the spark. I don't see the upside. I don't see a potential star. And I see a lot of other these receivers that are either good or I do see a potential star, and he's not that guy.
All right, Orlando, thanks for the call. Jamie's in Houston. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, guys. Vintage PFW. PFW has turned the corner. Some great arguments.
great.
It's yeah, it's good. You know, and, you know, it's just not fair. 3-1, you know, Andy, Paul, and Eric, you're going to need more guys against Fred. You know, it's just not fair.
Especially when he has such good, strong arguments of reason.
Jamie, you know.
Yeah, but see, Paul says I was right last year. I was wrong. They had a great offense.
Oh, I didn't say you were right.
No, I said you were
Andy
right. They came up short.
Right.
They didn't have the weapons and the playmakers in the end.
Yeah. It all Gronk depends,
was hurt.
Yeah, it all depends on why you think they came up short. But
they still produced despite my worries.
Right.
Right. And this year, they will probably produce.
Jamie, you always know when we're back, when Fred and I agree and still have find a way to get into an argument. Because I actually agree with him. I think that the passing game will be fine. And maybe that's because of my blind faith toward Brady and Belichick. But I've seen this offense be good with far less than they have right now.
Exactly. And, yeah, 2 points to that. I think what had you all worried was, I mean, you know, in those first preseason games, I mean, with Cannon in there in line, I mean, that offensive line was looking horrendous. I mean, they were,
yep.
I mean, everybody was getting through, and it was scary. And that, you know, I could see that giving people pause. And I think that had to do, if I remember correctly, with Fred's assessment, why I was so worried. But again, I could be wrong there. But the other piece is we've, as Fred mentioned, to support him. I mean, when we've had guys like Rashay Caldwell and Jabbar Gaffney and these other Jags, and we can still, you know, make it deep into the playoffs. I mean, you plug a guy in with Tom Brady, and he'll make the production happen still. So hopefully that's part of it. And then one other piece, comment observation to get sentimental. Paul, you and Andy had a classic line a couple months back, and it was in regards to, you know, your stature amongst the, you know, the sport reporter community, and I think Andy's line more or less was, well, you know how I rate here. You know, I mean, Paul, what am I? And then Paul very quickly right on Pat, he said, you're a stiff. And I that was one of the funniest lines I'd heard in a long, long time. It was another classic moment. And you guys are all stiffs, and we all love you. And, again, we'll leave it at that. And thanks again for continuing to entertain us and to persevere. Take care, guys.
Well, you're
welcome. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie, for calling in and being a fan. It's good stuff. It's a preamble to Jay. It's a community.
I'm not part of that preamble to Jake.
Yeah.
I'm part of this community.
I'm not part of that community.
PFW in progress, I am
That's
part
right.
of.
I don't even understand.
That weird drug-addicted preamble right. nonsense is
I
not
do
what
drugs.
We're into.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I don't really understand it. No one's really
Because you have to be on drugs to understand
No
it.
One's giving me an explanation as to
Fred
what
actually
means.
Did explain it on the air once.
Yeah.
But it's still.
Like I said, no one's really giving me an explanation as to what it means.
I felt like Ralph Wilson.
Well played.
Let's see. Michelle in Stockholm writes in. She
ta-ta.
Says, I hope you're all doing good. I have to admit, I actually
You're
cried.
Saying goodbye already?
She said, I actually cried last PFW. There's a first for everything. Now help me settle a minor dispute. I say for a wide receiver, yards after catch is a high commodity versus one that averages 2.2. No names mentioned. Thoughts, as long as I'm right.
I think it depends on where those catches are made.
Right.
I mean, if it's a 50-yard bomb, I don't care if he has that many yards after the catch.
Yeah,
he doesn't
if
have any yards
Lloyd
to get.
Had gone down after every catch, far downfield, 20, 30, 40 yards, always downfield, Big difference. Mm-hmm. Or when you go down 6 yards, as Wes Welker would say, I better have a lot of yards after catch. I catch it at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. Conversely, I don't mind if he didn't have a lot of yards after catch if he caught 75% of his balls.
I'd still care. You still got to make some plays. Either you make the play getting behind somebody and catching the ball, or you make the play by catching it and getting past somebody.
But he had
somebody.
Both problems. He had no yards after catch, and he caught barely 50% of the balls.
Right, he stunk.
But he also didn't have any yards per catch. That's what the Andy and Eric are trying to explain. If he's averaging 15, 16 yards a catch but has no yak, fine with me.
Right.
But if you're averaging 11 and you have no yak, that's not fine. Now you're not making any plays.
The play either comes before the pass gets to you or after the pass gets to you, but the play has to come. So you can succeed doing both, but you have to do one of the two, and he did neither. He fell down close to the line of scrimmage. Terrible.
Michelle says, can't wait for the draft. I'm glad we're picking 29th, although 32nd would have been better next year.
I don't want to wait all night for this pick that might end up getting traded. And we sit there all night.
He's still angry.
For nothing.
You've got to be there anyway.
No, I know, but it's just.
Not like, once they pick you, go home.
It's just disappointing.
What's disappointing? You never know. It could be good.
No, I'm saying when they trade out and they don't make a pick all night, you're excited, you're amped up, you're like, oh, it's getting closer, it's getting closer. It's rarely better the next day.
It'll be always. No. It'll be great to watch Eric's reaction, like, oh, there he goes again. On the air. That'll be priceless. So that's what I'll be looking forward to.
Pratt in Gaithersburg, Maryland. First off, my thoughts and prayers are with all Bostonians and Americans who dealt with the terrible tragedy on Monday. I thought I would take a stab at who we might play, and I have some good reasoning behind it. I think we will start the season on the road for a third straight year because I feel the NFL likes to operate these days in three-year cycles with who we play and where. Similarly, we hosted our opening game in the 08 to 2010 seasons. Therefore, I predict a road game, and usually interconference games are not how the NFL prefers to start. So I think we can also rule out NFC opponents for week one. We will not be playing the Broncos or the Ravens. Having said that, I think it will be Texans, Bengals, Miami or Buffalo, all away, or the Jets away. I think I would like to start off against the Texans because I feel like they are an elite team we own no matter where we play them. As for the draft coming up, I think two wide receivers would be great, but not sure it'll happen. So I see a lot of mock drafts having the Patriots picking Marcus Wheaton with our second draft pick. What do you guys think of him?
I kind of like him. Lot of production. Physical, I don't think he's a big speed type. He's got good burst, but I don't think he's the big play down the field type guy. But he fights to get open, pretty physical, as I said, and sharp in and out of his breaks, I thought. I think he's an intriguing guy. Not huge. He's a 5'11 guy. He's not one of those 6'2s that we've been maybe looking for. And the one thing there's a lot of body catchers in college, and you never know if they're going to outgrow it, they're going to get better. But that's the one thing I hate to see is when they do the Terry Glenn. They always get to try to get their body and chest in front of it.
Just
you like
hands.
To see those guys that just give you the triangle there and catch it.
Rob in Marlboro, Mass. I'm another one that had thoughts for Andy immediately after hearing about the attack. Andy, for as much of a tool, jackass, and douchebag you can be, I can honestly say my life would be different if you were gone. That goes for any of the PFW crew. PFW podcasts are by far the best thing I listen to. I can't listen to any other sports talk, and music is just background. This leads me to an idea. Andy wants a device to combine radio, web radio, and anything else in his car. What I want is a radio with as many talk shows on a variety of topics, all done by the PFW crew. Politics, sports, cooking, news, whatever.
Politics.
That would be awesome.
We would get in heated debates in politics. We've all the time.
Yes. Oh, well, tremendous.
That's why I have to stay away from it, because we would get crazy.
You would really jump over the table and strangle him?
Well, no, but I don't think that people tune in to hear politics.
He's asking for a specific channel.
I know, but that's
why. You've got to have another channel.
I'm saying why I don't talk about it on this show.
If we did a podcast on politics, I don't think people would want to hear it. I think that we would
Really
be tiresome to the people on the other side.
We also don't know what we're talking about.
Both ways, because, Fred and the other three of us generally.
I'll speak for all of us.
much like the rest of the show, it's usually Fred against the three of us. And I think the people that side with Fred would be really angry with us, and mm-hmm. people that side with us would be really angry with Fred. I don't think it would be enjoyable.
We get a lot of people that side with us, though, on those topics.
Well.
Yeah, it'd be like role reversal. I think we would have more people on our side than we do now.
Well, if you're all the idiots are listening.
And that's why they hate you.
Juve writes in, I just watched the Bruins video from last night. It made me choke a little. I saw the end of the game where all the players lifted
choke
their...
up, right?
Yeah, I think he meant that, yeah. I saw the end of the game where all the players lifted their sticks high to salute the crowd and show support. It just goes to show the world that no matter what happens, we Americans will always be united, even though they're mostly Canadian, but that's okay. I'm originally from the Azores, became a U.S. citizen back in 01, and I love this country. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else, even if it's smelly Florida. Our prayers are with all of the families and friends affected by this tragedy. I love the show. You guys are the best.
So. The bottom line is it's not really about being an American. It's about being there's
human,
good
a
people.
Human being.
Part
right.
of humankind.
Sometimes you forget yeah. when you watch the news and read the newspaper, you think everybody is a criminal, a rapist, a pedophile, a this, a that. And you don't realize that there's billions upon billions of good people on the planet in all countries, of all colors, of all, you know, I don't want to, you know, I'm not worldly like Eric, but there's good people everywhere that'll help you.
Right. And it's, you know, good people just need to stand up more and,
right,
you know, drown out the dummies.
And it's also the old thing that, you know, good news doesn't sell. If everybody put the good on the news, people would stop watching it. It's the sideshow freaks and everything that sells on the news.
The good news does need to be reported, though.
Yes.
Especially in times like this.
I guess they're leaking Wonderlic scores again. Oh, so Strippers wants to know, does it bother us when it comes to drafting a player like a wide receiver who scores a 12 or a 7. I guess.
Who is it?
Austin.
No.
According to the leaks.
Maybe
not a player I would have wanted anyway.
Maybe
so.
A 7.
Yeah, it's concerning. It bothers
but
me.
But I'd want to know more.
I like tweener numbers. Yeah. I don't need super smart guys. Just give me just a Joe average number. And 7 is pretty bad.
And a lot of these guys who don't test well can pick up football.
Right.
You know?
Well, that's why I said I need to know more. I need to learn more.
Well, you need
more
to talk to him.
Yeah, I need to find out why he got a 7, too.
Right.
You know, some guys, they just
they don't
take
care.
It seriously.
Right. They don't
some
take
guys,
it seriously.
They just don't, like Eric said, they don't test well. There's, you know, there's got to be reasons. You have to do more research, but 7's pretty low.
Have we had any leaking of the new thing, whatever the hell it was called? Pat?
Oh.
Player aptitude
yeah,
test?
Yeah. I haven't seen that.
Need some leakage of that.
Luke from Cork, Ireland writes in. He says,
He's a Cork soaker.
Second time emailer, currently 1-0. Just a quick email about how you define injury
he's
prone.
He won.
He won.
He won the email?
No, I think this is the second time he emailed, and both times it's been read. So I think he's 2-0. Okay.
So he wins.
These are those
yeah.
people that get sensitive.
Well, that could be a win. If you get your email read, it's a win. It's a victory.
I'm speaking for the emailer, but I think that's what he says.
That's what he means.
I'm not sure it's always a victory if you get it read, though, if we then, like, shred you personally for having stupid thoughts.
I mean, if you're going to count that as a loss.
Fred's very discerning when it comes to picking his emails.
Why are you so red?
I was outside. Yesterday.
His arms are a lot bigger than they were before.
I ducked out during lunch to watch KP in overtime beat North Attleboro.
I saw your tweet about that. Yeah, big win. Big win.
Big win. Big win. Big win for the Hawk.
How did how'd the boy do?
Did very well, although nice. He said, you know, I played like crap. I didn't think so. I think he played fine.
Some of the best athletes are the worst critics of themselves, right. And that drives them.
Right. How do you handle that? Do you, like, let them just vent, or do you?
Damn right you didn't play that
we
well.
Got it, we
well,
got
that's
it.
What I'm wondering.
We
got Great it, Santini starts throwing
no,
the ball
he,
at the back
he,
of his
he
head.
He came in, he's like, you know, I don't know what it is. I just don't feel right, blah, blah, blah. You know, so I'm like, well, you better find out, you know, pretty quick. And he's like, what does that mean? So then we get into a big argument. You know, and I'm like, you're telling me all this stuff that you think. I go, I'm watching you. I think you look fine. So you're going to have to tell me what you think's going on. I don't know, you know.
Thank you for the support.
Right.
Sure.
So, no, I think, he, you know, anyway. Just a quick email about how you define injury proneness. I think I should be the yardstick against which all players are measured. I currently play football for the Cork Admirals in the Irish League. In my 5 years of playing, I have had numerous injuries. How they happen, I won't bore you with the details, but they're torn hamstring, torn elbow ligaments, damaged shoulder ligaments, shin splints, sprained ankle, torn back muscles. Wow. So from now on, if somebody questions if Gronk or Amendola are injury prone, just say, well, they're better. Are they better or worse than Luke?
Well, and so I would assume to treat that, he goes and soaks in the cold tub afterwards. So he's a cork soaker.
Right. A cork soaker. There you go.
I always knew you were a cork soaker.
I could tell.
Mike in Rhode Island, as a fan of the show, I can say that while the show has a lot of graphic scenes, gross scenes, it is so popular because it is very different from other zombie movie shows. Oh, he's talking about, I thought he was talking about us.
At first I did.
We have a lot of graphic
scenes. He's talking about The Walking Dead. It's very different from other zombie movie shows.
We might be graphic,
it's based
but we're
on
not
the
gross.
Comic book series, and the show is more about character development in the hard times that they live in. All these great shows are based on a book that I've never heard about.
That one was a comic book.
Anyway, I have a question about Tommy Kelly. He says the Tommy Kelly. since we signed him last week,
good.
Do you think that the Patriots won't take a defensive end in the first round like many people are predicting? Would they take a wide receiver?
Well, he's a defensive tackle.
He's a tackle slash
so
end.
So that wouldn't affect the – yeah, but I don't think that would affect the
no,
drafting.
No, it's not going to affect anything at all, and he is not a – every down defensive end, like you're going to plug him opposite Chandler Jones and you're set. Or they still, I still think they need that left defensive end of the present slash future, a young guy. And that's why we went with Dayton Jones.
That one.
Out of UCLA, who like both Paul one. And I fell in love with on tape, but his tape doesn't necessarily mirror his production in his overall career.
He's
because
got some knocks on him.
He looks like a freak. I mean, he's big, strong, fast, plays the run, can get after the passer a little bit. You know, jump blocks, get around block. He looks like a very intriguing prospect, but he's a better prospect than football player right now.
And even if they sign Abraham, I don't discount that they take a young guy too.
Hell no.
Because you have present and future.
Right.
Why
I
not?
Mean, those guys are going to be here for a year or two.
And I think this fairly deep crop. I think this you could definitely get a good football player at 29. And even if they do.
Maybe
you know,
a basketball player too.
What a lot of people, I tell you, we are back. PFW Progress is back. But even if they decide to do their trade down thing and you end up with an extra second rounder, I think there'll be good players down there as well. I think this, just looking at some of these defensive end outside linebacker types, and now you're sort of watching everybody because you know, you're not just into that, well, can the guy drop in coverage? Can
right.
he do this? Can he do that?
Is he 6'4"? Does not, he run a 4'6"? Yeah, and does he weigh 280?
Now I'm just looking at guys that seem like they have the ability to rush the passer and do some other things, not just be a one-trick pony. Because there were some guys that just, every play, they look like they just take off and go around the end. I can't see Belichick being interested in that kind of a guy.
But I also think there, I thought a lot of guys looked like left defensive ends. Can play the run, not an elite pass rusher, have some pass rush ability, and that stuff we've talked about with, you know, teams are still right-handed. They still run that way. You kind of have to be a run player as much or more so than a pass rusher in that position. I think there's some intriguing guys that are in that mold
that are good football players, Paul.
All right, it's 1:37.
Football players play football.
Kevin, let's
Sundays.
Take a quick break,
Saturday,
and then we come back. We'll
Thursday,
sprint to the finish.
Monday.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. Now's the time to take advantage of our low price value games. Whether it's the Boston Bruins, Boston Celtics, or Boston Red Sox, Ace has the tickets you need starting at just $19. Ace always has the best seats at the best prices. And all our tickets come with a 200% money back guarantee. Ace has free and easy pickup by Fenway Park or across from the Garden. So treat yourself or someone special. Visit aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center,
located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Like so many soldiers returning home from combat, adjusting to life as a civilian hasn't been easy for retired Army Staff Sergeant Ben Dellinger.
The hardest part was getting out. You don't lose your friends, but like basically all those people get taken away from you all at once. It felt like my life was over at times. Everything I thought I was totally different.
American heroes like Ben face many challenges when they return home. That's why, for more than 90 years, Bank of America has partnered with military organizations to support jobs, housing, and critical needs of veterans and their families. We're also committed to recruiting and hiring veterans, reservists, and military spouses. And for Ben, we partnered with Military Warrior Support Foundation to award his family a mortgage-free home.
This is something I never expected to happen, and I'm truly grateful to each and every person involved.
To find out more about Bank of America's efforts, visit bankofamerica.com/military support. 2013 Bank of America Corporation. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Our faith in each other, our love for each other, our love for country, our common creed that cuts across whatever superficial differences there may be, that is our power. That's our strength. That's why a bomb can't beat us. That's why we don't hunker down. That's why we don't cower in fear. We carry on. We race. We strive. We build and we work and we love and we raise our kids to do the same. And we come together to celebrate life and to walk our cities and to cheer for our teams. When the Sox and Celtics and Patriots or Bruins are champions again, to the chagrin of New York and Chicago fans, the crowds will gather and watch a parade go down Boylston Street. And this time next year, on the third Monday in April, the world will return to this great American city to run harder than ever and to cheer even louder for the 118th Boston Marathon.
Rare time that a politician got his sports facts right. He actually got all, but he did say a bomb can't beat us. He definitely didn't watch that Seattle game.
Andy and I had a talk. We walked down from upstairs to go watch some draft video this morning, and we were sort of talking about how long will it be before. And little did we know it would be on our very show. Would be the first guy that says, "Okay, enough time has gone by. I'm going to make a joke."
Poor taste. That's okay.
It's okay. Yes. Gotta laugh sometimes.
So I'll listen. That was funny.
Yeah,
that was funny.
Sounded like he delivered too.
Yeah.
Right there. I mean, you want to run the marathon.
Sure.
He did a good job making you want to run the marathon next year.
How about add in, you know, the whole next year, you know, if he came.
Oh, yeah, and ran it.
If he ran it.
I mean,
that'd be some commitment in between.
My guess is that he's the president of the United States.
Whoa. We pretending he works. The guy golfs and takes vacations like every other day.
I know, but here's like.
He has plenty of time to run.
He gets to run in a Segway.
No, but that would actually, I mean, then you'd have Secret Service area. Right.
That would make it bad for everybody else.
I mean, if he came?
Yeah, if he tried to run.
If he came and they just set him up in one
locale or something, but if he tried to run the whole way, that'd be.
You know what would be great?
Sure,
though?
I would want my,
you know
my
what would be great?
To have the ability to run a marathon.
I tell you what, though, it would be great if he started the marathon.
Sure.
You know, ran the first mile or did something.
And went in the woods like those others.
High five everybody that changed.
Something like that. I mean, if he was there in some capacity,
that's
what I'm
talking about.
Would be
about.
Very cool.
And you know what? Not in the beginning either. Starting at 4 hours.
Screw the Kenyans.
Well, no, but they, you know.
No, I don't want to
agree with that.
His relatives are
reason.
Kenyan, though.
They're
so.
Not there for That's the true. Same reason, you know.
Right.
So.
The four-hour people.
Yeah.
Snowpokes like me.
Alden in Connecticut writes in, I'm glad to hear that everyone is all right after the tragedy on Monday. I was actually just arriving in Boston at the time the bombs went off. I was visiting colleges, including several of your alma maters or adopted alma maters, such as Northeastern. Now on to my football question. I was watching the Senior Bowl practices a while back, and two corners caught my attention. Jordan Poyer, Oregon State, and Desmond Trufant, Washington.
Like him.
Poyer seemed to be able to stay with the receiver and make plays. Trufant looked like a scrappy, strong corner. He fits Andy's mold of an overconfident corner, demanding the best receivers to go against in one-on-one drills at the Senior Bowl practices. What do you think the chances are of them actually being available when we draft, and what are the chances we would actually get one of them?
The talk on Trufant has been he's a riser.
Yeah.
That because originally he was very much thought of as a potential pick in that area. Now people think they'd have to trade up to get him. He's going to be gone. I don't know. I think this is going to be a very unpredictable draft. So I think all that, which is crap in any year, is crap times two this year, and who knows?
You know, we're used to picking late in the first round, and we're used to sort of eliminating like 20 guys as possibilities, because universally 12, 15, 18, 20 guys we know, and most of the mock drafts are they're not going to fall to 29.
Right.
That group is much smaller this year. It's probably maybe fewer than 10 that we know. You know, the Patriots are not going to have a chance without a major trade to move up. They're not going to have a chance to draft D. Milliner, you know, to stick with this same position. But the other corners, I think Andy's right. I mean, I could see Trufant being the second corner taken now based on the way people have been talking about him the last couple of weeks. But that might be 15. It might be 29. I have no idea. Fred's looking around all quizzical.
This has been going on.
It's happened like five
times. Our TVs just went out.
Happened like three times this.
We have four TVs.
I don't know. What's going on?
I don't like Poyer as much. Have you watched the defensive backs, Andy?
Yes.
I don't like Poyer as much.
Poyer.
As Trufant, I like a lot. And,
yeah, I like Trufant a lot.
And just to throw in the added Andy Eric analysis, I thought he knocked it out of the park at the combine. I thought his press briefing was excellent. And, you know, obviously he has the
lineage.
Yeah, well, I think that helps. I think that when you have he has two brothers that are in the NFL, and I think that helps you. I think it helps prepare you for that life in a way that is undefinable but advantageous for the individual.
I didn't love him. In one aspect, he reminded me a lot of Milliner, is where he had to recover.
Poyer?
He had to recover. And, I don't like that, because if you have to recover a lot in college, what are you doing when everybody's elite in the NFL, so that concerns me a little bit. But he's certainly in that mix of those late first, second round type corners. But Trufant would be the guy that, if they're going to go that route, Trufant would probably be the guy that I'd like to see. Have we settled in on a position yet? I mean, we're a week away, basically. Yeah. Have we settled in? Fred, do you have what you want first round?
A guy with big arms. Bigger arms than he used to have.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking D-end. I think pass rusher is probably where I'm looking.
I said a lot earlier, weeks ago, that let's just take the flyer on Matthew.
Okay, so that you got your fourth-round pick all straight. Now, what is the first position you want?
He is the cover of the ESPN draft preview issue.
Do you happen to check that out at all? See the check out the picture of Nate Robinson and all his pairs of Air Jordans. Unbelievable.
And you know, I was intrigued with Marcus Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm. Fredericks.
And he's a guy that a lot of people, you know, have tagged in the second round, but where the Patriots are drafting, I wouldn't be.
What do you like about
I
Hunt?
Wouldn't be upset if.
With who?
With Marcus Hunt. In the first round, 29.
I think Hunt is an intriguing guy. He's very.
What do
very
I like
athletic.
About him? Just size. Speed for that size, it tells me that he's a good athlete and just upside potential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he has a lot of potential.
He does.
In both directions.
Yeah,
potential
I agree.
Bust.
Well, that's the thing. We talk about floor and ceiling. Wow. He's got a low floor and a very high ceiling.
Yes,
know?
Yes. He's a skyscraper.
Right.
If he kaputs, it's going to be way down
literally
here.
He is very, very athletic, though. I
literally
agree.
And figuratively.
He's about on the fourth floor of a 60-floor building.
And I don't think he plays the run.
Yeah,
I think he's a concern against
he's
the run.
He's a little bit too tall, you think?
Bit of
I think
a gap
he might
shooter
be too.
Too.
Yeah, he's a big-time gap shooter, is a freakish athlete. By the way, we should talk. I haven't seen much about him, but that guy from England came over in the combine.
Well,
one and
of
is
our
like,
UK friends tweeted ridiculous. Us about it. Mm. I guess he really impressed.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. No, he did.
He'll be
he
at the very least a rookie free agent, at the very least.
He's a freak. He is
6'6".
World-class. Yep. Yeah, like. No two, body fat at you know pushing 300 pounds and whatever he is that like he's a freakish athlete. You know who knows what he's going to be and whatever. But I don't know. I worry about those guys. They feel a little bit not like they're combine. They're not workout warriors. They are what they are, but they're almost like numbers warriors where you get all caught up and then you say, well, but can he really do
can
what I need
football?
Him to do?
Right.
And you know, Hunt is very impressive. When he's getting after the passer, his combination of size, speed, length, and energy/motor, it's very impressive. But can he be an NFL player? Can he put that package together? I have my doubts about him.
I don't know.
You just fall in love with those.
I do,
and which is weird because then the other guy you want is a center. He's like the opposite of that. He's a center. We're going to get a nice, boring center out of Wisconsin.
Yeah, well,
or Alabama this time.
I'll definitely throw up a little in my mouth if we draft a center. That would be just.
I resign.
That would be poor to me.
How many times can he resign?
That would be poor to me. Well, everybody's waiting for me to do it again. I'm not letting him off the hook this time.
Mikey Vandalism in East Haven, Connecticut writes in, I have a few premium questions for you to answer today. First off, tomorrow is my 25th birthday.
Hey, you can rent a car
now. I look like I'm 12 years old.
Yep.
The Patriots have had trouble drafting and developing successful wide receivers in recent memory and have looked to trade for receivers. If you could each pick one receiver the Patriots could realistically acquire via trade, who would it be?
So that means, like, not Calvin Johnson, right?
Or Larry Fitzgerald, right?
Well, I don't know. Jeff Howe said for the right price, Larry Fitzgerald
well, last
was available.
Year,
that was last year.
There was talk about getting
so
Reggie Wayne. Now, I think he would have fit right in here. Now,
everybody has a price.
You know, I would have loved to get Reggie. Not so much anymore, but well, for this year, I'd take him. But he was a guy, you know.
Really, the only guy I would really, really want would be like Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, but
or,
he said
you
realistically
know.
Trade
for. Realistically trade for? I'm not sure that there's
Steve
really
Steve Smith.
Yeah.
Which one?
End of the line in Carolina.
Carolina one?
End of the line in Carolina. See what he's got left. They're sort of building.
I don't know. I don't want him punching out a teammate.
Yeah.
Him and Talib in practice.
Yeah.
Boom! Boom!
But what if he hit Brady? Right? You know, that potential there. I mean, I have a lot
he's
of respect for Steve Smith, the player, but he is a nut job.
Yeah.
He's volatile. Yeah. I mean, imagine if it's like, you know, don't worry about where I am. Yeah. Just throw the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Just so you know, we've been dealing with nut job receivers for going on three, 4 years.
Now, how's that worked out for us?
Not well.
Denver has this guy, Welker.
Well, no, but how about Decker?
Fred's had a great
A lot of people think they're not going to be able to re-sign Decker because they're going to invest in Demaryius Thomas. Paul doesn't like Decker. He's on your team.
Captain
Flutie to Decker.
He'd be captain.
Richard Seymour is a free agent, is only a season removed from a Pro Bowl caliber season. Why would the Patriots want to bring a player like him back into the fold? The scheme is different, but the Patriots know the player, and he could certainly help us.
History, money.
I'm just not sure that it ended very well.
And money. He's not coming here for $872,000. Right. Michael Hawley can't sign Richard Seymour. You need the, what do you call it? The
Stimulus package.
He still thinks he's great, and he still thinks he's going to get paid.
Well, he's still good. I mean, he's not great, but he's still good. Now, but the question is, do you think he just won't play, or he won't play for
here,
the veteran minimum?
Right.
Yeah.
Because what if he has no options, and that's what's available to him? He's unsigned here as the draft comes.
he might not play.
He just listen. There's guys that do that. Say, so listen, I think Dwight Freeney might be one of these guys. Dwight Freeney's supposedly asking for $6 million. I'm not sure you're going to see him sign with someone for a veteran minimum. I think he might say, if I can't get $6 million, it's not worth it for me to play.
I think Seymour's.
Do you think Seymour's in that category?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
I don't necessarily disagree.
For what?
Yeah, I don't disagree.
I mean, he's made his $70-80 million, whatever the number is, and
yeah, I think
he's got a family.
I gotta be honest. If I was one of those guys that made money, there's no way I would play this game for that much less than I normally play.
Although
it for.
That's hard to say. I really liked football.
No, I know, but you've done it, and you.
But if
you,
your body
you
was
highly
beat up,
success-
if you're older, if you're, you know,
yeah,
but you really like football. It's what you.
Yeah, but they can do other things in football. Besides playing.
No, but I mean, you like football. You like playing football. It's what you do.
I think eventually your body might tell you.
Football. You never really had a good season.
It's
Fred just on fire.
Yeah.
No, it's not that. I just think it's easy to say from us, from afar.
Right.
But
yeah.
It's what they do.
It is easy to say.
Football players play football.
No, they talk about that clock and, you know, you wake up and all of a sudden you're not doing something.
The Kenny Chesney song, the smell of the fresh cut.
They don't know how to adjust.
The boys are.
I mean,
Fall.
Everybody boys of summer. If
starts in the summer.
It is easy to say. I mean, everybody probably has the same kind of story. If I could have played baseball, I would have played.
I actually think it's easy to say.
I would have kept
ways.
Playing.
I think it's easy to say, get your ass out there and play when you don't know what he's going through physically, mentally, emotionally, family. And I think it's easy to say, I would just walk away. That's crazy when you don't know what he's going through mentally and what he does. So both ways, I think it's easy for us to say as outsiders.
Yeah, no, I think that the head would be very easy to sit there and say, why are you going to beat your body up for, you know, 1/10 of what you normally earn? But the heart says, because I love to play the game.
Is this an Auto Trader commercial? Now, one place that your head and heart can agree on.
Your head and heart can agree on. Auto Trader.
Mikey Vandalism finishes up. He says, finally, Scott Pioli has been doing a lot with the NFL Network heading into the draft. Why don't you think he's landed another job? Also, would he be welcome back with the Patriots? We did well drafting with him on board.
I would think he'd be welcome back. He's probably getting paid, right?
Yeah, he's getting paid right now. I'm sure that's part of it. He's just going to collect that paycheck. We also did
poorly. Is he still getting paid from Kansas City?
Yeah, he was under contract. We also did poorly with him drafting as well.
Right. Last few years were terrible.
So, I mean, it went both ways.
Like Fred likes to point out, you know, it sort of took a turn for the better.
After he left. Now, Fred won't point that out anymore if he comes back. Well, he'll stop pointing that out.
No, he'll not only not point it out, he'll contradict that.
Right. He'll suck up to Scott. Oh, your chest looks great today, Scott.
Terry in D.C., I know
those
this is
new
a couple
glasses?
Of days
you look
after
so cute.
I know this is a couple days after the fact, but I just wanted to send in a note to my that my thoughts and prayers are with the city of Boston following Monday's
Never
tragedy. Too late. I also wanted to thank the PFW team and the Patriots organization for Tuesday's show. The nation is grieving for the city, and it was beneficial to have Tuesday's episode as an outlet. I will also add my voice to the chorus of listeners whose first thoughts after learning of the attack were, is Andy okay? Thanks to Paul, Eric, and Fred for the live tweet shortly thereafter. It may be a little unconventional to have these thoughts about someone you've never met personally, but it is also a testament to the tight community that PFW has fostered and its listenership, even for those of us who only write in from time to time. While Gmail tells me this is my 43rd email since 2008, I've been a loyal listener since 2004. Glad to hear that Andy and his family are safe, and thanks again for all of your work.
I have inappropriate thoughts about people I've never met all the time. Some people I have met, I have inappropriate thoughts about.
Oh, boy. Now we're really going.
Scott writes in, so if my numbers are correct, the Patriots are spending $10 million a year on those two health game changing powerhouses, Kyle Arrington and Danny Boy Amendola, which I would guess is about double what I thought it would cost to sign them before I heard what they got. Now, if you are going to talk about value, why don't you address those two as being paid over market contracts? Can you think of a better use of $10 million this year? So here is my question about Marcus Hunt. If he was taken as a defensive end project, can we teach him how to catch? His 40 time is better than any receiver we have now. He would be a nightmare for defensive backs in a jump ball situation. Hey, speaking of defensive backs, I'm glad that everyone from Team Patriot made it home safe, including Andy. But based on listening to him on Tuesday, he has fallen out of my top 63 douchebag list.
I am
sure as time goes by,
work harder,
the real Andy will emerge, and then I can reshuffle the deck.
Yeah. Bad read by him. I'm still in the top. I think I'm sweet 16 at the very least. He did run a 4.53.
280-pound guy, though.
It's ridiculous. I mean,
he's 6'8".
6'8", right?
When he busts out in the NFL, I mean, you certainly look for him in WWE or MMA or something. He's a freakish, ridiculous,
unbelievable athlete.
Phenom of an athlete. He's got that.
And
you
it
know,
shows on tape, too, when you watch him. I'm
Eastern
sure that,
Block blood.
I'm sure
maybe
a lot of our listeners have watched the YouTube
wrestling,
stuff.
Tag team.
Gronk's all for it.
You know?
Gronk.
Gronk and...
imagine what Gronk's back would be like after he finishes his wrestling career.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, not good. Not good at all.
Jermichael Finley has announced that he'll be donating $500 to the One Fund Boston for every ball he drops, and the same for every touchdown he catches.
That's cool. Right. That's very cool.
All right.
Yeah, it's One Fund Boston is what Menino
the
and
the number
Patrick,
or the word?
O-N-E
Fund.
Globe has a link to it. You can find it, but it's Menino and Patrick sort of overseeing it, so it's a
okay, it's sanctioned by the...
Yeah, by the city, by the state kind of fund.
Boy, terrible way to go out for mayor of Boston, huh? Yeah. Last year?
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
But at least, I mean, it was another example of, for however much you make fun of him, disagree with him, can't stand, whatever, he loves his city. You can never question his devotion to his city. It's not about politics to him. It's not about, you know, wants to be president or any stupid stepping stone. He's about Boston. Don't give me those eyes. I don't know what his politics are, and I don't care.
Yeah, he's as crooked as any of them, but he does love the city, and he wasn't the mayor of a major city as a stepping stone to bigger and better things.
Well, that's true.
That's all he Boston to him.
That's all he aspired to. And the other thing,
you're such a bad guy.
Fred, you got to give him credit.
No, Fred doesn't have to give anybody
credit. He's one of yours, too. I can't believe that you're trashing him like this. You got to give him credit.
Speak up. Stop shaking your head. We're on the radio.
He checked himself out of the hospital. On Monday.
I understand, but
he had just had surgery to repair a broken leg that he just suffered a fall.
Now's not the time, but there will be a time. I'll give you my opinion.
It's amazing
now,
to me.
Is this
that
a personal or?
No, it's just my observation of him. All right, that's it for
you
this.
You had a party with him once. That's
a tough way to end the show.
Yeah, that's it for
Fred
this.
Fred turns on the mayor of Boston.
PFW in progress.
I really think we should do more.
Thanks for listening. It's been a tough week. We hope we helped a little bit.
You guys helped us.
Yeah,
a lot.
Absolutely.
And guess what? The schedule comes
tonight.
Out tonight.
8 o'clock,
Eric.
Yes.
All right. We'll see you next Tuesday.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.